WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Well, every Thursday at this time, we feature Interval, Francis Davis's review of new jazz releases. Today, new albums by Miles Davis and Lester Bowie.
I'm Francis Davis, and this is Interval. We Want Miles reads the cover of the new live double album by trumpeter Miles Davis, recorded at concerts in Boston, New York, and Tokyo in the latter part of last year. Well, the Miles we want and the Miles we're willing to settle for are sometimes entirely different creatures. I think you'll hear what I mean. This is Miles Davis, and My Man Is Gone Now.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll fade down on that performance, which is actually over 20 minutes long. My man is gone now, Miles Davis, from the brand new LP, We Want Miles, on Columbia. Maybe the next Miles Davis LP should be called The Unsure Egoist Is Not Good for Himself. Let me say, first of all, that I was deeply moved by the trumpet playing on The Man with the Horn, last year's comeback album by Miles Davis, though I was hardly impressed with the album as a whole. This live double I was quite prepared to like, especially when I saw that it included that track, Gershwin's My Man Is Gone Now, as well as the five Miles Davis originals. But I have a harder time separating Davis from the turmoil and trouble surrounding him this time, and I begin to notice how cracked and dry his trumpet sounds, however courageously he puts his solos together these days. What's most distressing about this record, and what I imagine most galls Miles Davis himself, is how dated this music sounds, how it literally stinks of the gymnasium sweat and strain of early 70s fusion and heavy metal, with its behemoth chords and its portentous silences. No wonder Miles Davis had Blood Ulmer's band bumped from his Quill Festival concert last year in a move that read like something out of All About Eve. But of course, for all that, lots of people I know my own age who feel exactly about all this as I do will buy this record anyway, and I might even buy it myself. Maybe the next Miles Davis LP should actually be called The God That Failed. Well, anyway, here's something I like better, something I like a lot, in fact. It also utilizes elements of pop and rock, with which I guess I should point out I see nothing intrinsically wrong, by the way. One of the wonderful things about jazz is that, well, you know, like America itself in a way, it's been able to use everything over the years and be used and still retain its own identity. This record's been out a couple of months, actually, and I made a promise to you a while back that I'd play it eventually, but I've had trouble working it in. Today's a good time. It's by trumpeter Lester Bowie, the resident absurdist in the Art Ensemble of Chicago, and it's called The Great Pretender. It's on ECM, and yeah, you know, you're right. Lester Bowie plays the old Platters hit on it, returning the Platters brand of gentrified doo-wop back to its backroad gospel roots. And he also plays a cackling rendition of It's Howdy Doody Time, and a satiric but still quite touching When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain, as well as four originals ranging in mood and character from the very lyrical, very pretty Rose Drop to an electronic piece called Oh, How the Ghost Sings, on which the engineer is listed as one of the co-composers. The result is really savagely, liberatingly comic. And the entire first side of the album with The Great Pretender, Howdy Doody, and When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain seems like an elaborate and beautiful junk sculpture, a really breathtakingly intricate object molded out of objects others have discarded. And what we're going to hear from this record is the title piece, The Great Pretender. And Lester Bowie's technically dazzling trumpet solo on this is like a compendium of every growl and smear and half-valve effect ever used in jazz. But somehow it all fits together beautifully. And there's a booting baritone solo by Hamiet Bluyett and a splashy Donald Smith piano solo, which might be overbearingly coy in any other context, but really works here, and steady bass work by David Williams. And best of all, in one way, joyous and just right drumming by Philip Wilson, who always plays superbly with Lester Bowie. This is Lester Bowie and The Great Pretender.
Thank you.